KPBS On Demand is supported by the Museum of Contemporary Art San Diego, presenting For Dear Life, Art, Medicine, and Disability, an exhibition exploring how illness and disability become catalysts in art. Learn more at mcasd.org.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Friday, October 11th. Nurses at Palomar Health yesterday rallied over patient safety and being understaffed. More on that next. But first, let's do the headlines. Today is a big day for the Padres. It's the day we'll know their fate in the National League Division Series. The team will be facing the Dodgers in LA in the fifth game of the series. So far, the Padres and Dodgers have each won two games. Whoever wins today will move on to the National League Championship Series against the New York Mets. Today's game starts at 5:08 p.m. Caltrans is hosting a special event tomorrow that will allow people to walk and bike on a freeway. From 10 to 12:30, Caltrans will close the 43rd Street on and off ramps to Interstate 805. The event will feature music, art, and a fashion show. The ramps were built in the 1970s to be the start of a larger freeway that was never completed. Janice Luna Reynosa is helping organize the event. She says it's part of a larger planning effort to give the space back to the community.
We want the next generation to see that it is possible. They may have to carry it forward as well as enjoy the benefits of that, because there is work to do in healing our community from divisive infrastructure.
You can find more details on the event, including the best way to get there, at kpbs.org. Finally, a cooling trend is on the way. Today will be the last day we'll feel the heat before the fall weather kicks in. In the inland areas today, temperatures will be in the high 80s in the mountains and by the coast. Temps will be in the mid-70s, and in the deserts, it'll be in the low hundreds. The National Weather Service says over the weekend and into next week, temps will drop a couple degrees each day. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life, with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
Nurses at Palomar Health in Escondido held a rally yesterday over demands they say the hospital is failing to meet. They told North County reporter Tanya Thorne low staffing levels are impacting patient care.
What do we want?
Safe staffing!
Nurses and caregivers at Palomar Health in Escondido are raising the alarm about patient safety in the hospital. Constanza Nader works in the hospital's emergency department and picketed with colleagues Thursday morning.
And we're asking Palomar to give us more respect, to retain our staff and no work short. We've been very short, and for patient safety.
She says Palomar Health and the nurses union have failed to reach an agreement. As a result, staffing has gone down, and without a strong contract, recruitment for new staff also gets harder. We reached out to Palomar Health for an interview, but they said they have no comment at this time. Negotiations between the hospital and nurses union pick up at the end of October. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
Hotel workers at the Hilton San Diego Bayfront are returning to work today with a new contract. Reporter Katie Anasta says they spent more than a month on strike.
Housekeepers, cooks, servers, and other Hilton San Diego Bayfront workers began their strike Labor Day weekend. In the 38 days that followed, the San Diego City Council issued a resolution in support of the workers. A healthcare workers union pulled its convention from the hotel.
The solidarity that we felt from electeds, from community members, from other unions was amazing.
Bridget Browning is president of Unite Here Local 30, the union that represents the workers. Along with raising wages, she says the new contract improves workload, PTO, and gratuity policies.
We were able to get health care for some of the workers in the slower months. That was a big deal for them because they would earn their health care and then the business would get slow and they would lose it.
The union also represents workers at the Hotel Del Coronado. They recently voted to authorize a strike. That contract expires at the end of the month. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
A local sign painter went viral on TikTok while applying for a major artist residency, bringing attention to a timeless trade. Arts reporter Julia Dixon Evans explores how his videos and art continue to capture the fascination of millions.
I need to make a change in my life, so I'm applying for an artist residency. This is how I did it.
This story starts with an old suitcase and a sign painter who had, in his words, the audacity to try. Khoi Sun wanted his artist residency application to be really memorable. Instead of just sending in a flash drive of his portfolio, he elaborately painted a vintage suitcase in the style of retro sign painters.
To kind of make up for my sort of lack of fine art transcript, I knew I kind of wanted to do something big to get the attention.
Sun's video has since been seen by millions of people. Go a little further back, where his story starts with his parents' Thai restaurant in Sereno Valley.
About 2 years ago, my parents were opening up a new restaurant, and I was just kind of warming up to the idea of taking myself seriously as a sign painter. And so I was like, let me paint a sign about it, and let me try to make a video.
Sun's dedication to serving his community has only grown as his videos turned into real income. After several years of painting signs and making content online, he grew out of his garage workspace. He pursued the Impact Artist Residency at Bread and Salt, which houses galleries and artist studios in Logan Heights. Now, his art appears in prestigious art spaces as well as storefronts, but he prefers the latter.
Sign painting as a trade was actually one of the first reasons that I got so interested in it, is that I liked how it used to be kind of like a normal job. As a trade, it wasn't that different from a plumber or a mechanic or something like that. And what I love about sign painting is the mix of trade in how I can functionally help people while still being artsy and doing design and having fun and being silly.
Arzu Ozkal, a professor of graphic design at San Diego State University, says sign painting's place in art history goes way back to scratching things on cave walls.
Eventually, we developed the alphabetical systems and the substrates to write on, and then it became an artistic expression.
She says the attraction to art like Sun's parallels a nostalgia for hand-lettered signs and shopkeepers who knew our names.
There's a connection with how dissatisfied we are with the society that we built for ourselves and how everything now looks. You go to Costco, everything looks the same. Everything has, you know, primary colors and shouting on your face, you know, with sans-serif font.
Sun's art is meticulous and showcases a mastery of lettering. You can find his signs peppered around town, like at White Rice Bodega in Normal Heights and at Sanpeb Barbershop in City Heights. He had ambitious plans for the 3-month-long residency, hoping to paint massive signs and complete big projects.
The pressure of the video and the story, I gotta make sure my lore is interesting for TikTok.
But instead, he spent a lot of his time meeting people, collecting their stories, and collaborating on small pieces, and he's okay with that.
I've kind of settled on the idea of taking my time with whatever I'm painting, whether or not it's impressive or not, and focus more on just kind of individually interacting with people. That's the magic of being here, I think.
Julia Dixon Evans, KPBS News.
Khoi Sun will open his studio at Bread and Salt from 5 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, and he'll be in residence there through the end of this month. Today, Apple TV Plus will debut the documentary The Last of the Sea Women. Cinema junkie Beth Halcomando says you'll get to meet a band of feisty real-life mermaids.
On South Korea's Jeju Island, a group of women have been diving to the ocean floor without oxygen tanks for generations to harvest seafood. These divers, known as henyo, are now almost exclusively senior citizens. Filmmaker Soo Kim remembers being 8 years old and seeing them.
They were in their wetsuits and they're walking into the water. They're so loud, but so bold and confident and fun and vibrant. They just made such an impression on me. They really imprinted on me as kind of a new model of womanhood that I could aspire to.
But the Henya way of life is in danger of disappearing, and that prompted Kim to make the last of the sea women.
It transitioned into an urgent imperative to document and memorialize them before they weren't around anymore. It was basically a lifelong obsession that turned into an urgent mandate now that they're on the verge of extinction.
The Last of the Sea Women is a wonderful and inspiring documentary currently streaming on Apple TV+. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. This podcast is produced by Emily Mohebi and edited by Brooke Ruth. We'd also like to thank producer David Jones for helping the podcast team this week. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again Monday to start the week together with the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Pacific Arts Movement, presenting the 25th San Diego Asian Film Festival, November 7th to 16th at theaters across San Diego, showcasing films from China, Philippines, South Korea, and Vietnam. For tickets and information, go to sdaff.org.